Welcome everybody, this is Tesh Pal. Welcome to Unleash the Power of Your Intuition program. Today we are exploring principle number 8, the last principle of this series, commit to self. First we will explore what commit to self means. Then we will look at the main resistance you may experience when you are thinking about commitment. Number 3, we will look at the main benefits of commitment in your life. Then number 4, how it relates to your intuition. And then number 5, you will have a few options to explore in the intuition set so that you can implement commitment to self in your life. So what is commitment to self? It is for me commitment to your greatness. You commit that the best of you shows up more often in your life. And you know, when the best of you shows up more often in your life is much more fun. There is no doubt about that. And so you commit to what I call self-discipline. You commit to yourself. You become disciple of yourself. You become your best friend. And a lot of time when we think about commitment, the major resistance that we are facing are, number one, fear. Fear of failure. What if I am making the wrong decision, the wrong commitment? Number two, lack of freedom. If I commit, I am not going to be able to do what I want, when I want. Number three, inner pressure. I can't create the life that I want. I have to be good. It's just like that internal pressure, because we are committing to something, that sense of responsibility, and it becomes just heavy. Those are conversations, but we believe in those conversations that we have around commitment. When I do talk about commitment, I talk about being engaged fully, moment to moment. So here, we're not signing a paper, we're not seeing a lawyer, there is nobody looking above our shoulders. We are choosing to be fully engaged. And we know that when we are fully engaged, things work in any area of your life. Let's take even the field of sports. I used to caddy on the golf tour for a few years on the LPGA. And golf is a tricky game where you have lots of options for each situation. So you do have to commit to a specific shot. Each time professional golfers were not committing to a specific shot and wondering if they should do this or should do that, guess what? They were going to miss the shot. And it's the same for any area of our lives. When we are not committing, it's not going to work. And when we are wondering if we should commit, it's not going to work. So what I want to explore is the true benefits of commitment in any area of your life. When we commit to something, we are not in our head. Thank you very much. So what happens is we go into action. And action is the best medicine for the soul. It creates a ton of energy. And with that energy, number one, that's number one benefit, it creates great freedom. Because when you are not in your mind, you're free. So those are those two amazing benefits, but I'm going to keep on going, and they are also very important. Number three is you grow, you learn. You only grow and learn when you commit, period. There's not even need to have a discussion about that. You can think about it, but that's the only way you can truly grow in your life. Number four, I believe, is when you commit, you align your words, your intent, your desires, and your actions. So you become one. That is priceless. When you become one, then it's very easy to access any kind of intuitive information. If you're scattered, you're not going to access any kind of spiritual dimension. You're going to be in fantasy land, which we know is different than spiritual land. So that notion of oneness is priceless, and you develop what I call integrity. And integrity for me is when the inside of you matches the outside of you. And when you can live with integrity in that definition, your life is just priceless. It's just beautiful. So you can understand now the true benefits in your life and the true benefits also related to your intuition. So let's explore what could you do to commit to self. Again, because we have said that yourself is made of at least 90% spiritual, there's one thing, if you want to really master that principle, is to have a spiritual practice. Here we're not going to go in great details about your spiritual practice. There are so many of them. But there is one thing that I want to share because I haven't heard that anywhere else, which is you need to choose your spiritual practice based on your physical experience. You remember you are made of those five dimensions, physical, emotional, mental, heart, and spiritual. So you're not only a spiritual being, or you're not only a physical being, or not only an emotional being. So to really know and to really stick to a spiritual practice, particularly at the beginning, which could be what I call the beginning, could be the first 6 months or the first year or longer, the body, the physical body, has to say, yes, I love it. And so the yes, I love it is going to vary for each of you. For some of you, it's going to be, I feel alive. Others may say, I feel at peace. Or, my mind is quiet. Or, I can relax finally. So whatever that is for you, to have a yes from your physical experience, but that is going to be necessary to choose a spiritual practice that works for you. So spiritual practice is a really unique individual choice because we are wired in a unique way, and it doesn't have to follow your religion if you practice a religion. It doesn't have to. It just can, but it doesn't have to. Your physical body has to say thank you when you do your spiritual practice. And what will happen is your intuition will expand dramatically when you choose to have a daily spiritual practice. So, this is the end of this series. I hope you enjoyed it, and I wish that your intuitive self to be more alive and more present in any area of your life.